ridiculous.
What's going on there, Buttercup? What's going on there, Cowboy? Sparky, Cowboy. Sparky, Cowboy. Dog. What's going on there, Sparkles? Romeo. Dog. Buttercup. Romeo. Buttercup.
Now, your Chevy dealer and ChevyDriveChicago.com present Cap's Corner with David Kaplan.
Hey, hey, is this Magnolia Lane? I got some clubs. Can I get a 3 at 120?
It's my impression of a drunk trying to get on Augusta.
Good.
It's a new thing I'm working on. Wouldn't it be fun to hear Jim Nance snap one ear? Just lose it?
I'm so sick of this music! Where the hell's the guitar player?
Friends.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
We should probably have a listener involved to make this more complicated. The number to call is 3-1. That was partly just to see Ross's reaction.
And Mary's.
Ross just had a look on his face like, God, I hate you.
What are we doing 312-981-7200
is the number. If you want to be the listener in the pick, you got to pick three. You got to pick three players in the Masters. Now, Mary, pay attention. This is the part that always bothers you.
Okay.
Here's the deal. You have to pick three players in the Masters. And, of course, since this is Cap's Corner, Cap will go first. Good morning, David Kaplan.
Good morning, Stevie. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Boy, you weren't by Wrigley last night. You survived the big rainout, didn't you?
I did. I was at the Blackhawks game.
Ooh. Thank God you weren't anywhere near Wrigley. That weather. Woo. Telling you.
Yeah, it was just absolutely torrential. My wife and I were driving back from the game, and the rain was so hard, it was like a wall of water coming from, like, the Addison Clark area.
That's a car wash. You were in a car wash. That's the wall of water you were in.
Holy smokes.
Good call, Cubs. All right, so here's the deal, Cap. We pick three players. If you pick a player that misses the cut, their score doubles. So, in other words, let's say you pick, Tiger. And Tiger misses the cut at plus +4. That means you keep Tiger all weekend, and his total is plus +8. Oh, that's not going to help your total score. That's not going to help you. Maybe you shouldn't have picked him to begin with. So, the goal here is to not pick guys that miss the cut. The goal here is to pick consistent players. Players not only have a chance to win, but long shots can be dangerous in this pool.
We didn't do this last year, though. There was no penalty for picking a guy who
what's missed.
This is exactly how we did it last year in all four majors.
Don't think so.
No, I swear to you, it was exactly this way.
Really?
And Orion's a commissioner, right? So when people
Orion's picking.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, Orion's going to pick.
Ready.
Do we have
Orion's
a commissioner, though?
Let's start with David Kaplan's picks. Cap, give me three players. And then, Cap, I'd like you to heckle other people.
Okay, Rory McIlroy.
Yep.
Jordan Spieth.
Spieth, McIlroy.
Adam Scott.
Scott, who won it 2 years ago. Scott, McIlroy, and Spieth. Nicely started.
Sure.
Let's go to Mary, who loves this. Ever since she used to do this with Spike, she loves picking golfers.
Man, can we pick the same people that other people pick? We can't we?
Well, you can. Yeah, of course you can. Because
I already had my picks. I researched them, and I'm ready to go. But I have one.
Is it the same as Cabs?
Just one.
Okay, go ahead.
Rory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's going to have Rory.
Yeah.
Rory?
Jimmy Walker, Dynamite.
It's not the same. It's not the same guy, though. Your impression is spot on.
Okay. And? Well, whoever he is, I want him.
Yeah.
And Louis Oosthuizen.
Oh, Louis Oosthuizen.
That's an awful pick.
It is not.
Yeah.
He's been golfing really well.
Louis Oosthuizen?
Yeah, Louis Oosthuizen.
He's from South Africa.
Yeah, he won the British Open a few years ago on a walk.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm picking him.
No, I'm not criticizing. Cap is.
I'm not criticizing. Steve asked me to heckle you.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
I think he's a good pick.
Andre Dallas, you're three.
All right, of course, Rory. I'm going with.
This ought to be good.
Oh, you know what? Let me just tell you.
Who brought him into this? Let me tell you.
The NCAA pool, Andrea.
Do you remember? I just want to say one thing. You know how I have a history of winning all the pools on this show, with the exception of the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I beat Cap on his show. How was it? 2 years in a row, and that cost
this year, Andrea.
Cap's all about
this year. Cap's Buttercup.
Cap's all about the now.
If you were a horse, they'd put you out.
Wow. I can't believe he's suggesting we shoot you with a long needle. All right, so who are your three picks?
All right, I'm picking Rory. I normally pick Luke Donald and Ian Poulter, but I am straying from my list
this year.
That's
probably healthy, considering how those two are playing.
I will pick Sergio and Justin Rose.
Interesting.
Read it and weep, Cap.
Right,
Buttercup.
Cap, your thoughts on Andrea's picks?
I think those picks are hilarious. She's going to double up at least twice.
Right, baby.
Let's go to Kevin now for Dr. Kevin Most and Pat. What's that Pat's last name? I forget again.
That would be Brady.
Oh, that's right.
Brady.
Brady, yeah.
Dr. Most has Jordan Spieth,
yeah.
Sergio Garcia, uh-huh. and Jason Day.
All right.
And Pat Brady has Rory, Adam Scott, and a little bit of a screwball here, Byron Nelson.
What?
I think that's doubtful.
I don't like his chances.
Jason Day just announced he's getting divorced, so I don't know if that's going to make him play better or worse.
Byron Nelson, considering the fact that he's been dead since the early 80s, or late 80s, I should say, maybe early 90s, that's not a great pick.
No. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes for him.
Kevin, what about yours?
I am going to go with Bubba, Dustin Johnson, and I know this is a big risk, but I will take Tiger Woods.
Well, there you go.
Wow, you are officially in last.
Ross Cochran, who are you picking?
I will go with Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, and Rory McIlroy.
Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, Rory McIlroy. You millennials just keep picking millennials, don't you?
Pretty much.
It's unbelievable. David.
I'm going Sparky, Buttercup, and Dog.
Yeah,
no, I'm going Dynamite, Jimmy Walker.
Yeah.
How great would it be if there was a Sparky and a Buttercup at the Masters?
It'd be great. Jimmy Walker, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed.
I hate Patrick
Who's
Reed.
Who's he?
That's pretty good picks, Dave.
Yeah, and Patrick Capper. Reed is this. He's a great player.
Quit sucking up to Dave.
Yeah, what are his odds?
Patrick Reed's a great player. He really is. I got Rory, Jason Day, and Matt Kuchar.
Ooh.
Hello?
Austin's brother.
Rory, Jason Day, and Matt Kuchar. Those aren't very good.
Cab's running out of heckle. All right, did we get everybody?
No.
Oh, Ori, I'm sorry, sir.
Phil Mickelson has one great game still left, so I'm going with Phil. I'm going with Jordan Spieth, and I'm going with Bubba.
Phil, Jordan, and Bubba, and... Pete the listener. Go ahead, Pete.
Hello.
Hi, Pete. Give me your three.
Everybody's picking the same guys I want, but I got to go with Bubba.
Yeah.
I have to go with Jordan.
All right.
And I'm going to go with Dustin Johnson. Mm.
And if my memory serves, based on what I've just heard, nobody has the exact same three picks. We won't need a tiebreaker. So that's fantastic. Cap, I like your chances.
Well, for anyone that took Bubba, they better hope he doesn't get in a fight in the parking lot, because they just voted him the least likely that anyone else would jump to his assistant.
Yeah. He handled himself okay in the press conference, but that Jason Day divorce news doesn't help my pick too much.
You never know. Maybe he feels like he's free.
Yeah, look at Rory McIlroy. He dumped the tennis player, right? And then suddenly he won everything.
Who she's dating now, right?
Yeah, the big boy from Houston.
J.J. Watt, yeah.
He's a monster. Gee.
So, all right, Cap, we'll see you on TV and hear you on WGN Plus.
Guys. Look forward to it.
That's David Kaplan.
Hi, Sparky.
And Ross, those picks will be posted?
Sure,
why not? Those posts will be picked?
Absolutely.
You'll put those up later is what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely. Are you going to invite like 12 more listeners to participate between now and the end of the show?
How many of us are in this thing?
About 100.
20?
And Pat Brady's Byron Nelson pick, I think, is troubling.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little
sleeper bit. Pick.
Are you taking requests?
Sure.
Can Mary do the Jimmy Walker voice again?
It's part of Mary's new act where she does 70 sitcom stars. She'll be at Zanny's on Friday night.